Well, good morning. It's, what is it? 7:10, Brock Hunter.
Morning. All right, here we go, man. You ready?
I'm ready. Sorry, some goner, the beard is gone for the summer. I'm
gonna some goner, the beard is, well, some goner, yeah. I guess.
Good morning, Brad. Welcome to it. It is the Plan B morning show. Brock Hunter, beardless and thinner beard.
I mean, no! I have more of a beard than you do.
I think I
have this. You don't have anything.
My 5 o'clock shadow is still
thicker than that. You have nothing. I have at least something on my chin. It's embarrassing. You should feel less of a man. I'm better. I'm taller.
My stubble is more aggressive than that beard.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Than that wizard beard that you got going on.
You're just jealous because you don't have anything.
Should I do the goatee? I could grow it in a day. Should I do it?
You know what would be funny? I don't think I've ever seen you with a goatee. So, just the goatee.
Yeah. As a young man, that was like the first thing that really came in, like just kind of the mustache and the chin. So you look at old high school pictures. I did. I had kind of like the thin goatee or like the chin and everything. Yeah.
Wow. You really could grow a beard in like sixth grade, couldn't you?
Dude, I was.
You had hair underneath your armpit, like. Second grade, like, didn't
no,
you?
No, not
all the kids
bad.
Are like, ah, oh, look at Brock's armpit. It's like a rat's nest.
So I tell you what, though, I was able to buy cigarettes at like 15 because my voice was already kind of scratchy.
It sounded
like this. Yeah. And so I'd walk in and I'd order. And again, children, do not smoke. All right, this is the worst thing I ever did in my life. But it was easy back in the early 2000s when you sounded. Like an old trucker.
Hey, give me a pack of Cheyenne. Well, that guy's definitely like 43.
No, you know what I did? I used to order Lucky Strikes because I thought, look, no one's going to question a guy buying unfiltered Lucky Strikes. And that's what I did.
It's because they're from like World War II.
Wow. Did you fight in the Great War?
Yes, I did. That's when I smoked Lucky Strikes.
Yes, yeah, I remember my commanding officer used to hand these out.
Actually, I don't take a six-pack with that, too.
I used to be able to buy booze too. You had to go to the right places, but
you were a scruffy guy.
Yep. You know some call it scruffy, some call it manly. It's whatever you want to say.
No, it's scruffy. If you were a dog, your name would be Scruffy.
Look at that adorable little scamp.
Poor dog.
Hanging behind the dumpster eating scraps.
You know. What are you doing back there?
You're scruffy. Oh, I'm mixing my drink. I need some. I haven't had any caffeine yet. I am dragging ass.
Getting some of that pre-workout in, bro.
Yeah, you know it. Got my creatine in here.
Shaking that pre-workout out,
bro.
Got my
creatine. 900 milligrams of caffeine in this.
You know what I got? Water. That's what I got. That's all you need.
No, this is my Crystal Light with caffeine, grape flavored.
See, here's what I don't get. Huh. Why do you drink so much caffeine? What do you get all amped up to take a nap? Because that's what you do after it.
No, it gets me through the show because I always.
Well, I know, but doesn't that take this? That should take you throughout the day, right?
No, not. It's 60 milligrams of caffeine. It's like a cup of coffee in that thing. That doesn't take me through the day. No. God, you even take caffeine like a little bitch.
No, shut up. No, I don't have a problem. Like 79% of America. What was that? Was that 79% of people
like
drink
that.
Coffee
a lot of people
or something?
Do, yeah. Anyway, stop being a little bitch, all right? You only little bitch. I need my happy juice. Folks, don't forget to join us. We are streaming. Find us on Twitch. Find us on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe to the Plan B page on YouTube. Also, don't forget, coming up after the show, your YouTube-exclusive Plan B after-show podcast. I think we're going to do Would You Rather. I think that's what we latched onto. Screw it. Yesterday, it involved ping pong balls and bowling balls. That's all we can tell you. That's all we can
it's
tell.
Kind of a rough first one.
Yeah, it was. I really swung for the fence on this one. Yeah. So,
well,
but
that's
again,
how would you rather go?
Exactly.
What do you expect?
You know, would you rather only have ketchup or mustard for the rest of your life? Oh my
God. Could be playing truth or dare.
Yeah. Yeah. I always take dare. Always.
Sure, you did.
Always.
Brock will do anything.
Dare me to take my pants off. Dare me. I'll do it.
You can't pick your own dare.
No, I dare me to take my pants off.
It's not how the game works.
That's how this game works. All right, leave the party. Leave the party.
He's out.
Fine.
You always got kicked out at like 8 o'clock.
I'm going to play Truth or Dare by myself. But it's going to be dare every time. Anyway, but yes, find us and make sure you subscribe to get that web exclusive on YouTube. I already got people on. Good morning, Scott. Let's see. Some goner said, return your man card on the way out. Brad said, it looks like
he's ripping you apart, man.
It looks like Brock is beating off. That was when I was mixing my drink.
It's pre-workout.
To be fair, that does look like him.
All right. This is YouTube, not OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Go to our OnlyFans, too, for even more exclusive content. Actually, before we get to Morning Dump and all the streaming stuff, I mentioned this before, Hunter, is that the problems we have with social media are because of men. It's our fault, all right? Uh-huh. And there was some podcast, and I don't know if they just only focus on, like, OnlyFans girls or porn stars, but this OnlyFans girl was talking about, like, how much she made in a day, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, don't listen to those podcasts. They'll make it.
It's only because
you'll have an array of emotion listening to it.
You'll be mad, happy,
angry.
For some reason, guys forego the free porn, and they pay, like, some kind of simp.
Exclusive, man.
No, it's the same stuff. It's because you paid a little extra for the girl to say your name? Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of in a day.
Oh, yeah.
In a day.
What's the porn star? Who the very first day of OnlyFans? She got on.
Wasn't a porn star. It was that actress. What's her name? It was that.
She made $1 million in a day.
Yeah, there was that actress. It was like she was a former Disney actress, and then I can't think of her name. If someone knows what we're talking about, I'm sure a bunch of our people watching know, you perverts. Look at you. if you're watching this,
ding, 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 ding. Comment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know she's my favorite.
Yeah.
But stop it, guys.
$1 million in one day. Wow. I mean, what? I can't blame anybody.
Like I say, I'm not mad at the ladies at this point. I'm mad at us fellas, because that's why we got women dancing on TikTok. That's why we got all this crap. Unbelievable.
They're running out of hobbies, man.
Hold on 1 second. My buddy Zach said, Brock always chooses there. That's how we ended up running the streets of his dad's hometown at 3 a.m. buck naked. That's a fun story. That's a fun story. I'll tell that some other day.
We did the same thing.
Yeah.
We went streaking once.
Yep.
Cops came.
I think Zach, didn't you dump like a juice box down the lady's couch or something like that? Because I don't know. It's a long story.
Wait. Zach was drinking a juice box?
Yeah. Well, I think it was
more
a juice.
Concerned about that.
It was a juice box or something. Of course, we were at some lady's house who had kids. The kids were at the dad's house, so they weren't there. And mama was cutting loose. Anyway. All right, we got to keep her moving here. I have no idea what we've talked about. It's just been a mess this whole time. Can we do your morning dump? I think we can. Let's do it right now.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on real quick. Marcus said the catch me outside chick. No.
Hey.
What?
Let's get to it. All right. These comments are distracting. I'm distracting you. Now I got like 9 other people.
This is what we're trying to figure out the lady, and it wasn't the catch me outside chick. It was someone else. I'll think of it. I'll look it up. Anyway. Hey, Crocs having their best year ever. They can be the putt of a lot of jokes, but people who wear Crocs swear by them, and it shows the company, which was shutting down manufacturing facilities before the pandemic, is doing really, really well now.
Yeah.
Croc sales are up 200% since 2019.
So, all right, rip on Crocs all the time, don't we? It's because we rip on the Crocs that look like, well, here, I'll show you. They look like that if you're on the stream. Those aren't Crocs. Those are $11 Walmart version Crocs. But
Landsharks.
Land sharks, there you go.
Land sharks, street sharks.
So, I think it was, we had like a family get together of some sort. My sister comes down from Kalamazoo. We're just talking, whatnot, at the table. She's like, hey, I just got these shoes. I love them. I'm like, well, what'd you get? She's like, Crocs. Immediately, I roll my eyes. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. She's like, no, they're like actually like shoes. And I'm like, those are Crocs? They look like an actual, like a good, like good looking running shoe, but they're still rubber. The lightest, most comfortable shoe. It's no joke. They're not all the clunky crappy, holy-looking shoes. I guess I didn't realize Croc makes an array of different shoes.
Yeah, they do. But here's my problem with it, is I refuse on just pure moral standards, all right,
yeah,
to support a company that sells a pair of molded plastic that costs about $4 to make,
yeah,
for $50, if that. That's what bothers me.
So let me throw something at you here. What if it's the most comfortable shoe you've ever put on your foot?
Nope, doesn't matter.
So you're going to sacrifice. So Brock, this is why they charge $50, $60. Mm-hmm. Is because they know that people know it is the most comfortable shoe, that once you put one on, you're never taking it off.
I want you to take a look at this shoe right here. Wow, that does not smell good.
Okay. It doesn't look good.
Look at this, right? Okay, this thing has been rode hard and put up wet. This is a $12 pair of shoes from Walmart, and it's basically a Hey Dude knockoff. And it's comfortable, and it's that. There's no reason why this, which is the exact same as a Hey Dude, should cost
$12. It's not the exact same.
What are we splitting? We're splitting hairs here.
It's not the exact same. It really isn't. It's a Hey Dude will feel different on your foot than that shoe. 100%. Because I have both of them. I have that.
It's a slip-on shoe. You can't justify it. There's
yes, no I way. Can. No. A little bit. I can.
You're going to tell me that Croc is so much better than this, that Landshark.
This Landshark is not the same rubber as Croc uses. It's not. It's different.
When did you go to the dark side?
I'm just saying how it is. I'm not saying I like them and I buy them all the time, but I do have a point.
No.
They charge $60 because they know it's the most comfortable shoe you'll ever put on your foot.
No, there's no way you can charge that for the price it costs to make, and when I can go get damn near identical stuff. It's the same thing when you buy a Great Value brand chip.
It's not identical.
When you buy a Great Value brand Glacier Ranch chip, and then you eat a Dorito.
Not identical.
Oh my! I'm not saying it's identical. I'm saying damn near identical. And you
well,
can't
damn near is not identical.
You can't justify. How much did that shoe cost that you're wearing?
Like $11.
How much does a Croc cost?
Probably the same style, $50.
$50. That's my problem. Yeah, it's not the same. All right?
It's not the same.
$30. Okay, fine, $30. You can't sit there and tell me, Croc.
See, that's what they're basing it on. That's where they're coming from.
That's the dumbest thing.
I mean, don't
get
mad at me. I'm just saying this is why it is happening.
You know where the only time I agree with you, if you have like an RC Cola and then a Coca-Cola, okay, yeah, that's wildly different. Wildly different, okay? Mm-hmm. Different taste, different flavor, I get it. But when a shoe is pretty much the same thing, they're molded rubber or plastic, $60 for a Croc.
I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. But you know what? Here's another thing. My mom immediately bought that same shoe at the table. 2 days later, I went back to the house. She's like, these shoes are amazing.
Now, are we talking about the molded ones or surgery. the other ones?
What's that? She got like the shoe style.
The
one.
Shoe style. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it looks like a running shoe. Like if you were to walk by, I wouldn't be like, that's a Croc. You know? And then I touched it, and it's like that Croc material, that rubber, but it's like matte, so you can't tell. I'm not bragging about the Croc and their $60 over.
I feel like,
but I'm saying this is why they justify themselves.
You're being very combative this morning, and I don't know why all of a sudden you tried on one Croc tennis shoe, and now you're like, well, no, hold on here, hold on. No, I don't like it. I don't like it. And it Croc, if you're listening, F you, Crocs. Okay, they're overpriced rubber shoes. I got Land Sharks. And I got, right. I don't even know what, you know what, the brand of this shoe has rubbed off. I don't even know what the brand is. All right?
All right, you know what I have to say then?
What?
Yeah, F you, Crocs. I can kind of see where you come from a little
no.
bit.
No, you can't. $4 to make that, and you're going to charge me $50?
Damn you, Crocs. I kind of understand.
You know what, here's what I hope happens. I hope you buy a pair of Crocs, and then you're walking down the street, and it blows out because it's overpriced.
They don't blow out.
It blows out, and then you fall into traffic, and you get hit by a bus. That's what I hope happens. That's what I hope happens. I hope you die within your Crocs.
You'll just bounce right off because they're rubber. I'm telling you, these shoes are amazing.
I hate you so much. Stop it. Stop it. You know? You're the worst.
Let's go to the shoe store. I'll buy you some Crocs.
No, I will throw them in the trash right in front of you. I will set them on fire. All right.
Tire fire.
I got time. It would be. There's a lot of black smoke in there. Oh, no. You put a hole in the ozone setting those on fire. All right. I have a couple more, but we'll just end on this because we're way behind on time. It's National Hot Tub Day today.
Oh.
Can I be honest? The older I've gotten, the less appealing the hot tub has become.
Yeah.
Just that big old tub of human stew. Like,
yes. So what if you have your own hot tub and nobody else goes in it?
Maybe even then, but I just...
Like just you, your wife, and your kid go in it.
I still, it's like, because it's so warm. Because
that was kind of my situation. Because so for like a year and a half, I was like the spokesman for Coleman.
That's right.
For
you got that.
The blow up hot tub. Remember
I can't
that?
Believe I forgot about that. Hunter was all just hard
I
up
was,
on
I was all about it for a year. I mean, I got like four people to buy him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You were sending me photos of you and your wife.
Like,
in
you
got to
get this, man.
What
it's
are you
the most
doing?
Amazing. It's an inflatable. And honestly, it was pretty badass. It really was. But I left it up all winter long outside for some reason.
Yeah.
I thought it would survive the winter, but it didn't.
Well, you probably had to. Did you have it on? Because it can.
Yeah, I had it on. But you know what happened one time? The impeller broke. And when that happens, other bad things happen.
Even if it was my own hot tub, I just, the whole, how warm does it get? Like
104, I think, is the highest.
I mean, you got to used to. You know what I mean? It's just.
It doesn't get hot. Man.
I just feel like why don't you throw in some little red potatoes and some celery and carrots, and you just make yourself a nice pot roast. Like
just sitting there boiling.
I don't know. And like they tried to make them all sexy, but like to me, the grossest thing in the world is a hot tub and like a hotel,
like a bath. I'm right there with you. Yeah,
right. Yeah, baths. It's to say, all you're just fancying up a bath. You're just adding bubbles, or you're adding.
One of my buddies got in it one time, and he's a pretty hairy dude. And as he's like getting in it, I'm like, no.
You're never gonna come back from that,
damn
right?
It. No, I don't think so. No, I'm just kind of hoping that filter sucks up all those loose hairs.
So here, I will say, yes, if it was a hot tub that literally only my family got into, but even then, though, it's like they're still washing off the day.
And it's maintenance, man. Not cheap. You got to get chemicals. You got to...
Just that whole sexy hot tub scene. I don't know. Just it doesn't...
Yeah.
It doesn't do
here's,
it for me.
Here's me getting in a hot tub. Oh, God. Like that's not like
no, it's like this.
I feel like a lobster. You know, like when you put a lobster, you know, like that thing back there. You see that thing back there? It's like when you. It's miserable until I'm in there for like 5 minutes, where my skin is just completely red and used to just being burnt off.
Well, here's the best
part. I'm like, okay, it's kind of comfortable because I can't feel anything anymore.
Yeah, at that point, the nerves on the end, and then you get out and your shoulders are still white, but the rest of you is red.
Right. And so what do? Do I dunk my head or do I? No.
And that sounds terrible too. Let me dunk my head in the scalding hot water that other people have sat in. Ugh.
And here's another thing about the hot tub. There's always like five people in there with you. Where do I put my feet?
Yeah, that's Z right there.
Everybody's touching feet in the middle. I'm like,
whose foot you're touching.
I always end up sitting Indian style with a bunch of people, and I'm not a guy to be sitting Indian style.
Or you do this weird kind of sit where your legs are together and kind of over to the side.
Out of the side,
you know, it's like that. You're pinching your nuts together.
Too many people in this hot tub.
And you also know too, with all those bubbles going on, you know someone's in there taking advantage and farting away, just letting it rip.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Yeah, hot tubs are gross, man. Yeah. I don't know. Just that younger me be like, oh, yeah, I am get some hot chick in the hot tub. We're gonna just do it in the hot tub. And now I'm like,
say it like that.
Now I'm like, yeah, that's a UTI waiting to happen, man. I'm not doing that.
Not good.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Here's another thing about a hot tub too. If you got a slight buzz going on, that slight buzz will be amplified a little
bit. True,
sometimes
true.
Hot tubs get you messed up, man.
Imagine dying in a
hot
tub.
Whoa, what happened?
Imagine passing out and dying in a hot tub.
Hey, it happens.
It happens. Yeah. Ridiculous. All because you wanted to have a sexy night in a hot tub. That's all.
Exactly.
Honey, get this.
Your parents ever have a hot tub or anything like that? Like
no, we never had a pool or a hot tub or nothing
like
that.
Parents always had a hot tub. And let me tell you, dude, every time I open that thing, I was just waiting for a body of some sort to be floating in there. Seriously, I had this image in my head every time. I'm like, I would open it sometimes and not look.
Not look.
Because I'm like, there's going to be a possum maybe even a human in there. Like, it's just, I don't know why.
And then what are you going to do? Well, look, we'll get that little, we'll get that little leaf sifter thing and we'll get
we got a net. You know, get the net out with a long pole.
Yeah, sifter that possum out of there. Like, we'll put a little extra chlorine in it this time.
And you get in right after.
Unbelievable. How'd you get rabies? Well, I got into the hot tub after there was a possum in there.
We were splashing around.
Damn it. Anyway.
Got a bunch of possum water in my mouth.
Hot tub possum water. Honestly, at that point, just turn it on and leave it. Cook them up. Make a nice possum stew.
Cook them up.
Like I said, throw those veggies in there, man.
Get some spoons.
Yeah. I'm going to stir this thing up. All right. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.